This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, welcome in Jeff Hathorn. Steelers head to Detroit. Very important game coming up on Sunday. We talk to Jeff seemingly every Friday at about this time, our sports director. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Colin, how are you?
Marvelous, great, fantastic. Not counting down until 5:55 when I'm on vacation for 2 weeks. Anyhow.
Just 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, I'll be back in two Fridays from now, so that's that.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. Will the Steelers be having dinner at any member of the Bettis family's house in Detroit?
I don't believe so. I don't think that's in the plan. There would be a time where that would be in the plan, but I don't think that's in the plan for this trip.
What is the health of the Pittsburgh Steelers right now?
Well, T.J. Watt is out. Isaac Seumalo, the starting guard, is out. Starting corner James Pierre is out. And Nick Herbig, who is the other outside linebacker, the third outside linebacker, if you will, he is doubtful for the game. So, from that standpoint, the depth is being tested. Jack Sawyer, the rookie, is going to get, even if Herbig does play, it's probably going to be very limited snaps. So he's going to get a ton of opportunities. And, you know, you look to a DeMarvin Leal or a Jeremiah Moon to get you some reps on the outside against arguably the best offense in the game.
With those injuries and with Highsmith, the way that he kind of ebbs and flows, and I don't know if he's 100%, can the Steelers get enough pressure on a quarterback?
They can. The problem is Detroit also runs it really well. So, you know, sometimes if you get a one-dimensional team, you could get pressure by bringing a lot of bodies, but you're taking chances because of the way Detroit can run it. And plus, Detroit can also stay out of those third and longs because of the way they run it. So it's going to be a challenge. You're going to have to see some guys win some battles. Detroit also has the best right tackle in the game. So let me put it this way. If the offense doesn't score at least 30, they probably don't have a chance to win.
Take me through the Steelers wide receivers core and have the transactions of the past, 14, 18 days or so, paid dividends, and you think that they will continue to through the season, Jeff?
I do. I mean, you're not looking at these guys as your future, but as the present. And as the present, Adam Thielen still has a little game left. Marquez Valdez-Scantling still has some speed. He's not as fast as he was a couple of years ago, but he still has speed, and he's smart enough to know to run the correct routes. And I think that's been the thing. What we've seen is the detail in practice. These guys have looked sharper in practice. I think a lot of that is because, A, Aaron Rodgers trusts them, and B, they're exactly where they're supposed to be, where maybe before there were a couple receivers that weren't always where they needed to be. So those details have cleaned up. We've seen better performances from the passing game, and they're going to need another good one on Sunday.
Is Aaron Rodgers the kind of quarterback at this, I don't want to say advanced age, because he's looked pretty good the past couple weeks or so. Can he put this team on his back for a run of 3 or 4 weeks?
I think he can. Even isn't 42 seem way too young to be an advanced age?
Yeah, right?
Yes, I think he can. I think he has those abilities still in him. Now, can he do it if they can't run the ball? That's a little tougher, but can he put the entire offense and the way he leads and the way he's been throwing the ball the last couple of weeks? I'll put it this way. It's the best quarterback option they've had since Roethlisberger.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining. You talk about the run game. I think people in Pittsburgh may have spent too much time trying to figure out who the running back is, and maybe, just maybe, Mike Tomlin learned from overusing Le'Veon Bell. They've learned in the past as an organization from overusing Willie Parker, perhaps. Maybe the running back by committee is here to stay, even if it's the twilight of Mike Tomlin's career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Career.
Teams have used it. New England used it forever, where they would have multiple backs that they would use in different situations. And, you know, if the Steelers had one, and it wasn't Najee, but if they had Le'Veon Bell or if they had Jerome Bettis, like, you would lean on somebody like that. But what they've realized is they can get a little cheaper at that position and have multiple people still get production and be able to use that money in other areas. And I think a lot of teams have done that. Not all, but a lot. And that's why you see the Steelers and other teams using multiple backs. And listen, Kenny G, when he's had his opportunity, Kenneth Gainwell has been solid. I still think they're is a really good game or two from Jaylen Warren left this season. And if one goes down, you have other options. So I think there's a lot of advantages to it. Would you love to have Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry? Yes. But in lieu of having one of those type of guys, I think the Steelers are in a good position with the running back room.
Is this a Pittsburgh Steelers team that can win playoff games, or is this the same talk we have every year after they have a decent size win late in the year? It gets into that, but it's really a body of work team and we're fooling ourselves.
I think they can win at home, and I think they can win because I don't think there's a team in the AFC this year that is so scary that you don't want to face them. You know, it used to be you didn't want to go to Kansas City. Even Buffalo, with as good as Josh Allen can be, their defense is really bad. Baltimore hasn't played to a level that we've seen in the last 3 or 4 years. You don't have to worry about Joe Burrow. So I don't look at like there's any team that they can't beat. Now, there also isn't any team that they can't lose to, but I think that's what's different. You know, you're not strolling into Buffalo or Kansas City and or Baltimore and getting your tails kicked. That just isn't a scenario that's going to play out this year.
Now, last thing for you. We did talk about the receiving core, and they're not the answer for the future. One guy who I think maybe has changed the direction of his career could be Darnell Washington. Is he convinced the Pittsburgh Steelers now that he's a bona fide target, and will he be somebody going beyond the end of this year that potentially could be a tight end they use a lot, or is there still talk that he might not be a big-time tight end and could be a tackle?
Forget the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's convinced Aaron Rodgers that he's a bona fide target. So for right now, he is a bona fide target. I mean, he is turning into one of those unique tight ends. I mean, Gronkowski the other day compared him to himself, that he looks at Darnell Washington as a version of him. Now, he's not as athletic or as fluid as Gronkowski was, but when you have somebody that unique at that position with as much as it's used now, I think he's solidifying himself if he could stay healthy, and that's always been the knock with him. If he could stay healthy, they may have found their number one tight end, even though the other two tight ends in the room are making much more money.
Fantastic stuff. Jeff, enjoy the holidays. Detroit, always wonderful this time of year. And there's basketball on Monday. I know that. We got on KDK all day from PPG Paints Arena. So much stuff going on. I appreciate it. And we'll talk in short order.
I mean, look at me. I get Detroit and then Cleveland the next weekend. I mean, I think I win, Colin. You may be on vacation, but I'm getting to go to some vacation spots.
Yeah, maybe they'll find you a high school basketball game in Ashtabula just for the trifecta.
Maybe.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Enjoy your vacation. See ya.
The best in the business, Jeff Hathorn. Absolutely, positively.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.